Recycle bin or general waste bin? In my home, we have a regular dilemma on where some packaging should go. And a new survey from Repack finds we're not alone. There are significant gaps in our knowledge when it comes to recycling. Repack's first ever recycling knowledge audit examined the knowledge of over 2,000 people and found common misconceptions in their understanding of recycling rules and their ability to segregate waste correctly. Just over one in two people were able to accurately identify what can actually be recycled. We have the will, it seems, but sometimes not the way. Here in studio to help us out is Zoe Kavanagh, CEO of Repack. You're very welcome, Zoe. We think we know how to recycle. We want to recycle. But what are the big gaps in our recycling knowledge?
Well, first of all, I think it's interesting having had Ireland sit its leaving cert for packaging waste recycling. We can see that we feel we know more than we actually do. So 9 out of 10 people feel that they know how to recycle properly, but only 53% actually identified objects correctly. And just to make this relatable this morning, three objects that we all know, bleach bottles, for example, only 29% knew how to recycle those properly.
Yeah, well, I didn't know you needed to put the top on.
Yeah, it should be empty the top on and into the recycling bin. The next one, cereal boxes, 41% knowing how to recycle those correctly. Take the plastic liner out, flatten the box, put it in the recycling.
I was stumped by that as well. I would leave the plastic in.
Yeah, and the last one, deodorant bottles. A lot of people feel they're not recyclable. Yeah. They are. So
really, aerosols are recyclable.
They should go into the recycling bin and leave the centres handle them. If in doubt, put your waste clean, loose and dry in the recycling bin. And what we're trying to do here in Repack, we're very much embracing the circular economy. We have 3,500 members and our members pay a fee to discharge their responsibilities or to actually take their responsibilities in recycling the packaging, the place in the marketplace. And that income funds the household recycling bin, the glass bring banks, the bins that are out and about in amenity centres. Without our members, this subsidising of recycling wouldn't be possible. And what we want to achieve, when the targets change next year at a European level, Ireland for the first time won't be compliant because of one big material called plastic. We are currently compliant. Our members are absolutely fully compliant, but our members only represent in Ireland 60% of packaging waste. So we want to go after the other 40% and try and have them in the Repack stable, having recycling fully funded. And what we want to do as part of a campaign that we're launching today, we want Ireland to become the most sorted country in Europe. We want to educate Irish citizens to do the right thing. We want to reduce contamination. There's a big issue with the use of our three bins. And in fact, the contamination levels, a quarter of the general waste bin in Irish households is containing items that should be in the recycling bin. And a fifth of the household general waste bin is containing items that should go into the brown bin, the
All
food
right.
waste bin.
Let's go back a little bit for a moment. You said we won't be compliant and it comes down to plastic. Can all plastic go in your recycling bin?
Yes. Now all plastic should go into your recycling bin such that when it's presented to the sorting centres, it can be pulled out and recycled. And I think this is a really big point. We want to get everybody today to pause for thought, not just in households, but also in their commercial settings at work and on the go. Really make sure the plastic is put clean, loose and dry into the recycling
bin.
Clean,
loose and dry, that's the point. We are good at recycling some items. I think glass, we go to our bottle banks. We know that's what we should do. We know now, and it's catching on, returning cans and bottles back to the deposit return scheme. We know about the paper and the cardboard, taking it to recycling centres in a lot of cases. That's much too big to go in your recycling bin. So, you know, you are a good way along. It's now the next bit, isn't it? And it is that constant. I come back at the start to my own experience, which is you hold up a couple of items and you say to your husband or your children or whoever it is in your home, where do these go?
So to answer that question, what I'd love everybody to do today is to go onto our website, repack.ie, and find out exactly where they go. And we work in conjunction with government, mywaste.ie. So find out where your packaging should go. Put it in the right bin. you make sure you have a three bin solution at household level as well as at work. And if we used our three bins correctly, we could recycle 500,000 tons more. And that would leave us fully compliant with the new targets that are coming in next year. So that's the ask of the nation. Let Ireland become the most sorted country in the world. And also a big thanks to REPAC's members who are actually facilitating this journey towards a compliant recycling nation.
All right. On that note, Zoe, thank you very much indeed. That's Zoe Kavanagh there, CEO of REPAC.